to the Christian Traveler. When you join the Christian pathway and the light of truth has dawned, and you find in Christ deliverance and your doubts and fears have gone, it's a time for great rejoicing, brighter than the brightest day. The assurance of eternal life will never pass away. To know your sins were paid for by Christ on Calvary. In Him, God counts you righteous, for naught of good have we, as Christ is all our righteousness and nothing we have done. Praise God for boundless mercy, He accepts us in His Son. We walk now on a pathway which is not the common one, for the most of men by far have never known God's Son. Only knowing earthly pleasures and what their eyes can see, they have no time for Him who died for sin upon the tree. So when we talk of Christ, our Lord, and praise the work is done, we find they have no fellowship, they soon will turn and run. For light, it has no part with dark, nor Christ part with Belial. And all God's works are righteous, and all of man's are vile. Then, as we go along in life, and as we grow in grace, we find the more we trust in man, more sorrowful our case. God says that cursed is the man who puts his trust in man. Even Adam's perfect circumstance proved this is how it ran. Let's find our guidance in God's book and trusting in His word. Don't lean on any earthly man, for this is so absurd. To trust a human, earthly man to always do what's right. For most men walk in darkness, they are children of the night. We also find upon this earth, of those who know our Lord, there are many who seek honor, the honor of this world. Men refrain from standing fast for that which God has said to be, for fear of what the masses think, unpopularity. God bids us come out from among the world and its desires. Separate ourselves unto our Lord. This is what God requires. If we will find the honor that comes from God alone, it is to those who honor Him. His honor will be shown. It never has been easy for one to stand alone, but what God in His word has said, or what His Spirit's shown, as Noah, Job, and Daniel, to mention just a few, and it isn't any different when it comes to me and you. But I would rather have it said, when I have left this scene, that I have stood most faithfully for what by grace I've seen, revealed within the pages of God's perfect, holy word, not caring what the world may say, but resting in my Lord. So as children of the living God, let's read His living word. Regardless of what some may say, seek guidance from the Lord. And when the Spirit, as He will, shows us a glorious truth, let's proclaim it as He shows it in old age or in youth. The working of the Spirit isn't limited by age. Our Savior said in His day to search the sacred page. God says to ask the Spirit to be on earth your guide, and never trust tradition, form, or creed. They all have lied. If you, young Christian, will be rich in treasure up above, see yourself as seated at God's side, in Christ in heaven above. Seek not the things this world provides, but seek to know God's book, and earthly cares and sorrows will wear a different look. The God who made the universe, He still is in control. He still has all that's needed to help the trusting soul. And when from off this troubled earth He takes us home one day, eternal joys begun down here will never pass away.